Day 342. Pa talked, Eutychus slept. Acts 20, verses 6 through 17. Pa cared for the believers in Macedonia. Then he stayed 3 months in Greece, setting sail for Syria. He learned of a plot against his life, so he traveled by land back through Macedonia. After several months, Pa and his companions arrived in Troas. On Sunday, they met to break bread. Since Paul was leaving the next day, he talked on until midnight. Many lamps lit the upstairs meeting room. As Paul talked still longer, a young man named Eutychus slept. He was sitting in an open window. Suddenly, Eutychus crashed to the ground 3 floors below. Someone picked him up dead. Paul went down, picked him up, and said, "Don't weep. His life is still in him." Then Paul went upstairs. He broke bread, ate, and continued to talk. This went on until dawn. Meanwhile, they took Eutychus away alive. Everyone was very comforted. Paul then sailed down the coast of Asia. "Let's be in Jerusalem by Pentecost," he said. While in the port of Miletus, Paul sent a message to Ephesus. Soon the Ephesian elders were hurrying to meet with the apostle. Here's two questions for your children, parents. What happened to the man who slept in the meeting hall window? And when did Paul want to be in Jerusalem? Hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Have a blessed day. And parents, don't forget to pray with your children. Thank you.